The second paragraph says, community members express concern at times the police can be disrespectful, heavy-handed, and even dehumanizing in their interactions with the public. Treatment that can provoke adversarial encounters and escalate situations, and that the police need to communicate more effectively with citizens. There is a feeling that may be unwritten rules and policies of the TPD that support discrimination, including department culture and its focus on statistics. It was suggested that racial tensions in general have been bubbling under the surface for some time, and there is widespread general resentment of the TPD in the older black community, which is affecting the younger generation as well. So if the policies are unwritten, how do you plan on addressing, or have you already addressed some of the culture issues and the tone of the speech or the actions of officers?
Well, I think I've addressed it when I first took over as chief. I met with every supervisor from the rank of sergeant and above to kind of express my philosophy and how we need to move forward in policing. One piece of that puzzle is, I think you said that the public had felt that they were disrespected and didn't have enough information. So part of that piece of the puzzle is when we go and investigate a crime or investigate anything that has to do with any part of the city, is being able to explain to the community why we're there. And I think that's the piece of the puzzle that wasn't provided to the community. An explanation of why we were there and why we were doing what we were doing, meaning trying to reduce crime. A lot of the incidents that I'm sure you're probably talking about would be a lack of communication between the officers and the community.